Danny West, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hey, I appreciate it. Fired up to be back on with you guys.
Yeah, it should be a good couple of weeks here before August 4th when the Razorbacks officially report for fall camp.
Golly, boy, that excites me, Trey. I don't know about you. Just got a lot of positive energy going on right now. Got a big recruiting weekend. Got all the SEC Media Day stuff going on. That tells you that football is right around the corner. Arkansas may not be very good this year. You know, they may only win 6-7 games, but let me tell you, I'm fired up about it.
6-7 games, I think Arkansas fans would take that right now in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Too.
That's a bowl game, Danny.
Absolutely.
That's a big difference from last year. They would take that
difference.
Now. Yes. Let's dive into a little recruiting. Arkansas's elite prospect camp starts tomorrow, runs tomorrow and Saturday. Talk about some of the visitors to that elite prospect camp that you expect to see on campus this weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christmas in July for a recruiting guy like me. You know, I eat this stuff up pretty good. I'll start with the official visitors. They've got three guys, one of which came in last night, Quishy Brown, a junior college cornerback from Grossmont Community College out in California. I really feel like he's going to leave here at Razorback. I haven't heard that for sure yet. Of course, he's still taking his visit, but it would pretty much surprise me if he's not a committed Razorback when he leaves. And then two of the top junior college players in the country will start their visits today. Abu Lamin, a guy we've talked about week after week on this program, four-star defensive tackle out of Fort Scott Community College in Kansas. He could go just about anywhere he wants. I think Arkansas is very much in the mix there. Not really sure about a decision time for him. I think he may keep it going for a little bit, but this is his second trip back to Fayetteville in the last couple of months, so Arkansas is definitely in the mix there. And then a guy named Jermaine Illuminor, four-star offensive tackle from a community college up in Pennsylvania, might be the top offensive tackle in the country. Big-time guy. He's committed to UCLA. I don't anticipate him ending up there. Ohio State is very much in the mix, as well as Arkansas and Alabama, in my opinion. So just to get him on campus and show him around a little bit, that's going to be huge for Arkansas.
Danny, you talk about those visitors and some of those people coming in today. Some of the realistic chances that Arkansas might find someone this weekend that they didn't know about. Obviously, if they're an elite prospect, they know about them. But someone that they might not know that has the ability that they might get to see in this camp.
Sure. Yeah, hey, I'm totally understand that. I'd look at a guy, Joshua Liddell, a safety from Dollar Way. I thought he came up here last month at the camp and really impressed the coaches. I know he got a one-on-one visit with Coach B before he left. I'm going to keep a close watch on him. I think he's a guy, 6'1", 195, 4'5 guy. Maybe he's that diamond in the rough, like a Tevin Beanham or someone from last year that maybe you just overlooked for a little while. And so I would keep an eye out on him. And then DeAndre Murray, a very intriguing prospect right here at Springdale High, probably the most explosive high school player in the state as far as I'm concerned. He actually didn't show up for Arkansas's camp last month, so I think that might have hurt him a little bit, but it'd be great for him to come back strong, this weekend and work his way back up into the picture for Arkansas. But, yeah, like you said, a lot of big-time guys coming in from around the country. They've got their, I think, six commits coming in to try to help recruit some of these guys. The 2014 top targets like Jovan Pruitt from Dallas, Peyton Hendricks is a safety from the same high school, Bishop Dunn. Josh Frazier right here at Springdale Harbor. Craig Evans is another four-star defensive tackle from Wisconsin, originally committed to Bielema's staff at Wisconsin last year. So just a ton of big-time names like that, four-star guys that Arkansas really has a good chance at.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. If you've got a question for Danny, give us a call right now. Let's go to Craig in Maumelle. Craig, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks, Trey, for taking my call. Danny, I want to know if you had any information on the three-star cornerback out of Marietta, Georgia. And then if you also could briefly talk about, did you say Truitt? Did he commit to Auburn yesterday? Is that the same guy I'm thinking of?
I'm sorry, what was the last name on that?
Truitt, T-R-U-I-T-T, I believe.
Yeah, I think I did see that yesterday.
Well, I just saw that Auburn got a commit from Truitt, and I didn't know if that was the same guy or not.
Stanton Truitt is from Monroe, Georgia. He's an athlete, three-star athlete, and he did commit to Auburn. But Chris Murphy is the three-star defensive back you're referring to. He committed to Arkansas earlier this week. I felt like it was a big-time get for Arkansas. He was one of their top-rated guys on the recruiting board. So, you know, anytime you can get one of your top 10 guys or so at any position, I think you got to be excited about it. I really felt like Chris Murphy was probably going to end up at Missouri. Not sure what turned him back on to Arkansas, but Tavor Johnson, once again, great job by Coach Johnson. He kept the kid interested. Of course, Chris came up here for an unofficial visit in April for the spring game, stayed in close contact with him, and eventually it paid off for Arkansas. I think he's a good prospect, though.
And one other quick question. There is a running back prospect in the Kansas City, Missouri area that is really high, or I guess he's a big Razorback fan. I can't recall his name. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is it Ryan Williams by any chance?
I don't recall if it was Williams, and I read an article on him. He was a big Hogs fan, and I guess he's got some interest from the Razorbacks, and I think he's going to be a senior this year, so it'd be the 2015 class. I'm not sure what his name was, but his uncle played baseball or something at the university, and I think his mom might have ran track or something. But he had some ties to the university, and he seemed like a pretty big prospect as a running back, so I was seeing if you might have any information on that, but it's no big deal. Hey, I appreciate you taking the call, guys. Have a good one.
Craig, thanks as always. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'll touch on that real quick, Trey. Okay. I think Ryan Williams is a 2015 running back from Lee's Summit, Missouri. I saw him in Dallas a couple weeks ago. Good-looking prospect. He's real good friends with DJ Brown, a 2015 prospect at Little Rock Catholic. So they've got a close friendship. I think that might be the guy he's talking about, and he does have a few good offers right now.
Danny, yesterday, Brett Bielema, in his time on the main stage on ESPNU, him having that platform, if recruits are watching, what do you think they're thinking when he's up there answering those questions that he is getting from the media? The fact that the way he has explained this, trying to go after the hurry-up, no-huddle offense, if you will, that he is going to protect his players. How do you think they take that if you've talked to him about that since he was up on the podium or even before?
Yeah, I haven't asked anyone about it since yesterday, but I can tell you this. Two words come to mind. First of all, his passion, you know, and being able to step up like that and kind of defend his own beliefs. I thought that was really impressive. I think kids have always seen that passion in Brett. He's just a passionate guy. You know, anything he tells you, that's exactly what is on his mind. He's not going to, bull crap you in any way. But And I think he's just a real guy. You know, a lot of kids have told me that in the past. Just as down to earth as he can be. He's a people person. He's not looking for a show, in my opinion. I think it's just he's kind of one of those what you see is what you get kind of guys, and I think kids really relate to that and appreciate that. As far as player safety, I mean, you heard Chris Smith say yesterday that he never really thinks about it a whole lot, but I promise you there are kids out there and mothers, more importantly, out there who really look at that and say, hey, I appreciate him taking a stand for player safety, something he really believes in.
I think the mothers and the fathers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to send your son off, you want him to come back in the best possible condition. And obviously, if you're going
That's
to college
right.
on a scholarship, your goal is to make it to the NFL, you would think. And obviously, if you're injury-prone in college, you might not get that opportunity. And I think knowing that a coach has your back and he's going to try and make every it possible every way that he can to keep you healthy, why would you not want to go and play for a coach like that? Not to say that the others that want to run a hurry-up type of offense are not good coaches, but just the fact that he is looking out for your best interest and your health.
Yeah, I thought it was important, too, that he actually threw in that whole interview there. He said, hey, if you want to run that style of offense, it doesn't matter to me. I'll play you, but, you know, I'm really looking out for my players. I think that let a lot of people know, you know, he's not scared of Gus Malzahn and this type of no huddle and all this mess that they're running nowadays. He truly is looking out for his players, and I think he sent that message loud and clear yesterday.
Yeah, I think he did too. Mike in Little Rock on our Keithley Service Company Live fan feedback. Is Arkansas showing any interest in Jared Chandler out of Barton, Melvin Bradley's nephew?
To my knowledge, there hasn't been a whole lot. I do know Arkansas. I think it was Coach Lunny stopped by Barton earlier this spring, of course, during the spring evaluation period. So maybe he's a guy that they're, you know, at least have on their radar right now. But I can tell you this. I put together a list of top prospects in the state the other day, and I really like this Chandler kid out of Barton. I think he's very much overlooked, and you get that a lot. You know, with some of these small southeast Arkansas schools, you know, a lot of kids go off the radar and under the radar. So I think he's one of those type of guys. He certainly got the bloodline.
Let's go to Chip in Camden. Chip, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Thank you. I'm really excited about our new coach, Coach B. I have a question. There was a running back out of Florida that was supposed to come in. Didn't know his name. I can't remember it right now, but I could just imagine that if we get him plus Jarrell Small in the backfield, what, I mean, impact them two could make. I was just wondering if we did get that Florida running back.
Alex Collins?
Yeah, I believe that's him.
Yes.
I was trying.
He's on campus. He's in school.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be really good for us.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know his name, and I had forgot his name, but I think he's going to be real good for us. And like I said, I think we're on the right path again.
No problem, Chip. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Talk about the recruiting of Alex Collins, how that went, and then even the some of the things that happened on National Signing Day with him.
Yeah, one of the stranger things I've seen, of course, I've only been doing this a few years now, not as old as some of the guys and seen what they've seen, but for me, that was one of the stranger things that I've seen in Arkansas recruiting. I can tell you this, with 2 weeks to go before signing day, I told Trey Biddy, who, of course, is the HogSports.com publisher and my boss, I told him I don't give them any chance in the world at Alex Collins or Denver Kirkland from that same area and down in Miami. So, first of all, for me, it was a huge surprise that Alex ended up at Arkansas. But, you know, it comes down to relationships for this staff, and that really came in huge for Charlie Partridge and Brett Bielema, being able to say, hey, we've recruited you for the last year. We're going to this SEC. We want you to be our new kind of Monty Ball type player, the stud of this class. So I think that meant a lot to Alex. Then, of course, the dramatics on signing day. His mother, I'm not going to say she stole his letter of intent and didn't want him to sign with Arkansas, but she was very, very concerned about his choice. But in the end, I've never seen a guy who was more committed to Arkansas. I'm sure he had a ton of pressure down in South Florida, and for him to kind of put that aside and keep his mind focused on Arkansas, I thought that told me a lot about Alex as a person. And, you know, you hear things up here every now and then in the off season, and people just love the guy. Everyone I've talked to that's met him, he just kind of leaves his mark on everyone. He's just a fantastic kid, and let me tell you, I think he's one heck of a football player.
Danny, yesterday, Brett Bielema said that he wants to get in and recruit the state of Texas, especially now that a school over there is not having the success that they have had in the past. How do you think that's going to resonate with recruits in the state of Texas?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, I think Arkansas, when he says he's about to make a push in Texas, I can tell you that's really their plan. I know Chris Ash is a guy, you know, a defensive coordinator up here. I think he's a guy that is very, very passionate about the state of Texas, and not only Texas, but Oklahoma, Louisiana, you know, Mississippi even, Missouri. I think you've got some guys on this staff who truly believe in kind of staying closer to home, and it goes without saying how much talent is in the state of Texas. I think it's really going to benefit them to keep 5 to 8 guys recruiting that state all across the whole state of Texas. You look at just this weekend, guys coming in like Javon Pruitt, Oklahoma's offered, Peyton Hendricks, a safety. He's got about 20 offers, just one right after another. Christian Sam does not own an Arkansas offer. I think he will get one at this camp. A lot of Texas flavor coming in, and I think they're really going to start making a push, you know, in that state.
Let's go to Charles in North Little Rock. Charles, thanks for calling. Welcome to overtime.
Give me an offensive lineman they're going to probably sign this year.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Offensive lineman,
Danny. Offensive lineman, I would say 4 is a good number. You know, Charles, you look at the last few classes, they really haven't signed a whole bunch of offensive tackles. I think of Dan Skipper last year and maybe the year before, they may have signed one, but really haven't hit the offensive tackle position a whole lot over the last few recruiting classes. I think that's a huge position, as well as center. And, you know, I think they're okay at offensive guard right now, but I would say 4 is a good number. You know, just looking at it right here in the middle of July, that number may change depending on, you know, early, you know, transfers, things like that. But I'd say 4 offensive linemen would probably do it for this year's class.
And Danny, we had the question earlier about Alex Collins and recruiting the state of Florida and being able to get him, but not only him, but offensive linemen out of there, Denver Kirkland. But also talk about some of the recruits that are down there now that Arkansas is in on trying to pluck out of the Sunshine State.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. I can tell you this, the problem you run into being way up here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, it's really hard to get those kids on campus for an unofficial visit. I think we saw that, you know, even with this weekend. There's a school down there, they had a 4-star receiver, a 3-star defensive back, and another 2-star receiver. All 3 of these guys were wanting to come up for an unofficial visit this week. It turns out one of them can't afford the trip, so none of them are coming. That's kind of what you run into in the state of Florida. Compared to Texas, you know, you can jump in a car. If the kid's in Dallas, he can be here in 5 hours. I think that's what you run into a lot. But toward the end of the year, especially after September, when these kids can start taking official visits and letting the school pay for it, I think you're really going to start getting back into Florida and hearing a lot more Florida names come out in recruiting.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it, and we will talk to you next week and hopefully have an update on the events of the Elite Prospect Camp that took place this weekend.
You bet, buddy. I appreciate y'all.